Scott Arfield, can't be a better feeling than winning a derby.
No, not at all. You know, to come here and to get the win and send the fans over the road, absolutely buzzing. You know, it's a fantastic feeling for us to do so.
And personally, to get the winner yourself?
Yeah, fantastic feeling. As we always say, you want to play games, you want to score goals, and thankfully we did so. And you know, there's a massive emphasis in this game, you know, both sets of fans, so to do so, it's a fantastic feeling, but you know, we move on now.
And once it had gone and hit the back of the net, Usain Bolt better watch his step, because you're at the other end of the field before anybody could move.
Yeah, I think there was 10 years. I think it was 10 years, 9 years trying to catch myself there. And, you know, we didn't really know what was going to happen. Obviously, everybody's in that half at the time, so we don't know if they were going to keep playing. And to be honest, I just completely forgot. And, you know, it was a moment of absolute excitement. I couldn't contain myself. So we move on now. And, you know, it's done and dusted. We enjoy ourselves and then move on next Saturday.
And the goal came in a period where you were under the cosh a little bit.
Yeah, I think it did. After that, I don't really think we had any clear-cut chances after the goal there. So it just shows you the different sides of our game. You know, right through for Tom at the back, straight through the spine of the team, the back four, and the midfield working units. And, you know, we're a hard unit to break down, and kind of showed that.
It was a typical discipline, keep your shape performance from Burnley, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think you need to do that at home. You know, you need to do it away, no more so when you come to your rivals, when they're, you know, you've got the fans right behind them, and obviously they want to win the game, so you need to keep that and, you know, hopefully take your chances, and we did so and kept it at another end.
Your first goal of the season, I gather, you pick your moments, don't you?
Yeah, to be fair, I should have had more goals on the score sheet at the moment, so, you know, that's something that I need to add to my game, and, you know, I'm buzzing, take great confidence for it coming from here, and you move on now to Saturday, and it's like what everybody says, you know, you kind of leave it up to the strikers to score goals, it's up to yourself, the midfield to get them, and, you know, I'm buzzing to do so.
It's a more than decent little run you're on, aren't you?
Yeah, we kind of looked at that. You know, it was a massive month for us this month as well, so that's a 7-point week that we got there. And, you know, when you look at the Notts Forest game, I think we dominated that in you know, large periods of that game, and we take our chances there. It was a moment of brilliant for Tails in the last minute to get the point, but, you know, I think we've done enough to win that game as well, so it could have been 9, but, you know, we take 7, we move on, Huddersfield, and then Fulham on the Tuesday night, and then finishing at Wolves, so before the international break, so it's a massive month.
Huddersfield, moment for you, that is it?
Yeah, it's another one that you look forward to. You obviously, the previous club that you know, you always want to kind of prove that wee point, you've got a personal thing, but at the end of the day, it's a game of football like it was the day. You know, the fans get excited, the fans means a lot more to the fans, so we need to, you know, need to put that into it, and, you know, Saturday's no more.
I don't think you'd be needing to buy a drink in East Lancs for the next few months, will you?
I don't drink myself, mate, so I'm all right. Yeah, you can take it from me.